The Ghana Association of Biomedical Laboratory Scientists says it faces ethical dilemma in the discharge of its duties as practitioners have to compromise with inadequate logistics. At an interaction with the media in Accra, the president of the association, Prince Amuzu, said despite the invaluable contribution of practitioners to the health sector, lack of funding, substandard lab kits, among other things, impede their operations. He has therefore called on the National Health Insurance Authority to review the capitation modules as regards medical lab services to ensure efficiency. We bring you Cynthia Boateng's report.
Since its establishment in 1971, the Ghana Association of Biomedical Laboratory Sciences has evolved through several name changes to the present name and has branches in all the regions, numbering about 2,500. The association is affiliated to the International Federation of Biomedical Laboratory Science. The president of the association, Prince Amuzu, said on the occasion of its annual day celebration, which falls on the 15th of this month, his outfit is determined to enhance education and promote good ethics in the profession. He said biomedical scientists face a lot of challenges in their field of work, which sometimes compel them to act unethically. Mr. Amuzu explained what he describes as the issue of ethical dilemma and called on stakeholders such as the National Health Insurance Authority and the head of medical facilities to endeavor to equip practitioners for them to act professionally.
Practice overviews that we have conducted over the years in this country have taught us that we have centered attention too much on condemning unethical conduct of some practitioners, which is correct. But we have, in so doing, actually ignored the root causes of their ethical dilemma, which usually is a complex of situations that often involves an apparent mental conflict between moral imperatives, in which when you obey one will result in transgressing another. You need instrumentation, you need equipment to build on laboratory. So each time that any one of these is missing, you are actually brought face to face with an ethical dilemma. So on a good day, you don't have blocks. There are emergencies and people need medical service. This is a dilemma. Would you serve the patient without a block? Or you say because there's no block, they should die. It's a dilemma. You have to choose one. But either of them, when you choose, you are actually
Mr. Amuzu said, in spite of the difficulties, the association will insist that health authorities involve scientists in the procurement of lab kits while seeing to it that medical suppliers are registered and their products indexed to ensure safety.
Cynthia Boateng's report.